Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stop. The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Top 100 in order.
Welcome back to Hee Haw. This is Jason Eadie with Forget About the Truth. Next up, Grandpa Jones. Now that is
funny. That doesn't sound good to you?
Would you please stop with the country?
You don't like this?
Not necessarily, no.
It's crazy. It's bizarre to me.
Sheldon Howell joins us. He's the commissioner of the Kansas Collegiate Summer Baseball League. Sheldon, how are you?
Doing good, sir. Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you're located, a little bit about your biographical information.
Yeah, for sure. Well, obviously, my name is Sheldon. Born and raised here in Wichita, Kansas. Played ball pretty much my entire life here in Wichita. So I've been around baseball around here since the beginning for me. So I played at Bishop Carroll for 3 years. I transferred to North. I played at Newman University, also at Butler, and then finished up at Fort Hays State.
All right, good stuff. Around. Well, yeah. Some exciting news today. Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners that we've had some big shakeups in summer baseball in Kansas, and today another pretty seismic shift. What's going on?
Yeah, correct. So today we've officially announced that we're going to be bringing in the Liberal VJs, Hayes Larks, and then the Dodge City A's. They'll be joining the KCLB for the 2019 season.
How about that? And, of course, the Jayhawk League had broken up a little bit earlier. Three of their teams also went to the Sunflower Collegiate League, Derby, Hayesville, and El Dorado. We'll talk with Casey Walkup, the commissioner of that league, here shortly. But in your league, in your conference, these teams join the Kansas Cannons, Valley Center, Park City, Wellington, Clearwater, and McPherson. Is that right?
Correct. We also have one additional team that we're going to be bringing in for the 2019 season, which are the Kansas Curve.
The Kansas Curve, and where are they out of?
They're going to be based out of Eisenhower, so in Goddard.
Okay.
So what do you think, or what do you know that prompted all of this movement within summer baseball this year? Obviously, there were three or four leagues, and that's being reduced, it looks like. What is the current outlook, and what caused all this?
To be honest with you, I don't know all the odds and ends of exactly how the initial breakup of the Jayhawk kind of happened. I was more involved with the response, I guess. I just know that when I was talking to some of these teams, they were kind of blindsided by this all breaking up, and they weren't really aware of everything going on. So really what I did is I just kind of got to work at that point in time. We tried to make sure to preserve, you know, the traditions of Kansas baseball. And to be quite honest with you, you know, the top three teams of the Jayhawk were out there and were looking for a place to play. And, you know, I saw a great opportunity for us to kind of come together and do something that was good for, you know, everybody involved. And on top of that, you know, allow them to join with our success that we've had over a league, you know, over the last couple of years. So I think it was a very good pairing, and I think it's ready to move forward very smoothly.
Talking with Sheldon Howell, the commissioner of the Kansas Collegiate Baseball League. I think one of the reasons that Derby, Hayesville, and El Dorado decided to leave the Jayhawk was because of travel. Travel out to Liberal, Hayes, and Dodge City. It's getting, as you can attest, more and more expensive to run a summer baseball operation. Mm-hmm. So the teams that you have left, how do they feel about the travel? What is going to be their obligation on travel? Is everybody going to make a trip out west once a year, or just a few of the teams, or have you gotten that far yet?
Yeah, correct. So we haven't actually laid everything out as far as scheduling to a T on who is playing who necessarily. But we do know how we are going to travel and how we're going to make that make sense. As you guys know, with baseball, obviously your home dates that you have are very important. That's a big way that we fund, you know, how we're able to continue as, you know, a business, a league, as a team, an organization. So our main priority is to make sure that those teams have the home dates that they need to survive. So we've all come together as far as my current league that was, you know, the league from last year anyway, and we've decided that, you know, we're willing to make some sacrifices on our end to make sure that those teams who have that rich history here in this community and in the state of Kansas are able to survive and continue to play. So, you know, we're definitely going to be making that work. You know, and the big thing, like I said, is, you know, making sure that they're able to sustain what they're used to. Obviously, there's going to be some changes, you know, that we're going to have some basic growing pains, as you guys can imagine. But the main thing is that we're coming together and working on this as a team. You know, it's not just me. It's those guys as well, too, trying to make this thing happen.
So was there competition for these three teams? Was it pretty much set in stone that they'd be going to you, or how was that process kind of finalized?
Yeah, we'd heard, at least I'd heard, that there had been some discussion for these three teams to maybe even go into Colorado and join a league in that state.
Correct. In the beginning, there was a lot of floating ideas out there, to be honest. I made some contacts and different teams that were inside of Colorado and possibly trying to see, you know, what the options were with different things out there. But this happened very suddenly. So to have these teams that are in, you know, far other places be able to kind of commit to what we're trying to do was kind of a little bit of a stretch. So, you know, that was part of the initial ideas of trying to figure things out. You know, is there ways that we can put some extra teams out there in the west side of the state and, you know, figure it out that way? But with it being so quick, it was tough to be able to get that done. Now, it doesn't mean that in the future that may not be a possibility. We have great relationships with some of those teams that have been coming to the NBC that play our teams all the time. So we'll see. I mean, there's going to be some moving parts as we move forward. As far as competition, you know, looking in other areas, I think when they initially found out, obviously they were in a little bit of, you know, sticker shock of what was kind of going on. So they were kind of, you know, looking everywhere, to be honest. So, you know, I'm just happy. I'm really pumped up about the fact that we were able to come to a good agreement of, you know, what we're trying to do for baseball, what they're trying to do for baseball. Our visions align very, very well with how we handle things. And, you know, so we're super excited about this pairing and how we're going to move forward.
All right, Sheldon. Well, we look forward to seeing how this all comes together, what kind of divisions. I mean, obviously you're adding in Liberal, one of the most iconic NBC programs ever, and in Hayes, certainly a team that's had tremendous success. You'd have to feel good about what this does for your league. So congratulations and good luck, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. We appreciate it. As we let Sheldon Howe go, we get Casey Walkup. He's the commissioner of the Sunflower Collegiate Baseball League, and they recently added the Derby Twins, the Hayesville, whatever they're going to be called, and the El Dorado Broncos. Casey, how's it going?
Good, Bob. How are you and Jeff today?
Well, we're doing all right. Now, you have Cheney, the Hutchinson Monarchs, Mulvane, Great Bend. What other teams am I missing that are in your league?
Great Bend was another one that came out of the Jayhawk League from last year.
Okay.
With the three you previously mentioned.
Right.
We also have the Warhawks, who were located in Haven last year, who are moving to Andale this year. The Newton Rebels, Salina, Shock, and Wichita Sluggers.
All right. Well, this is pretty.
Them or not.
This is pretty, as far as summer baseball goes, this is pretty monumental stuff that's going on. What do you think led to these kind of changes?
Well, I think a lot of it is change. I mean, the scope of sports in general have changed. I know that pretty much as the NBC World Series wrapped up, some of those teams that were in the Jayhawk League had reached out and wanted to talk. And we decided to get together once the season was over and the tournament was over. And I think their biggest thing was they didn't have the funds to continue to operate on a $75,000 to $100,000 budget every year when it required traveling several times. And, you know, so they asked if there was interest. We've had a very stable and very, very competitive league in our first 2 years in existence. We've had two top five finishes in the NBC World Series, and we're a nonprofit organization. So we're not out to make money. We're not running this as a business. We're doing this for the kids. So we wanted to obviously strengthen our league, and adding those four teams from the Jayhawk League that were in our proximity kind of fit into our plan with being able to offer kids from across the country a low-cost option to come in and play summer collegiate baseball and provide them with a great opportunity and provide these teams in these smaller communities around the Wichita area and in South Central Kansas an opportunity to play summer baseball and make it as affordable as we possibly can. I mean, last year, in our first year as a nonprofit organization, our first year as a league, we were able to give back about $5,000 to our teams and help them pay for baseballs this year. As the NBC World Series Tournament Director, that was something that I'd never heard of, is leagues giving money back to teams to help subsidize their costs. And that was one of the things that I really wanted to do, was one, make a nonprofit, and two, be able to try to get back to those teams and not necessarily make it to where all these teams are paying into our league to try to make money.
So obviously you're the beneficiary here of the Jayhawk kind of breaking up, but as someone who ran the NBC World Series, you've played in the NBC World Series, and I'm sure you have some memories of a lot of memories of these teams. Is it at all troubling to you that the Jayhawk is kind of splitting up here?
Well, yes and no, Jeff. I mean, it's a very valid question, and I think we all kind of have those memories of those teams. But I also have memories of Elkhart and Hayes and Nevada and Clarinda and teams like that being in the Jayhawk League, and those guys have been out of that league for quite a while now. But I think as the teams live on, the history lies with the teams. I don't think it necessarily lies with the league, so to speak. So with these teams still being around, the El Dorado Broncos, obviously, and they started in Hutch and were in Wichita, them still being around, Hayes, Liberal, those are really the three kind of main ones. And then you throw in Elkhart and Clarinda and Nevada and some of those others. So out of the original Jayhawk League, I think there's only, you know, there were only two or three left out of that. So as time goes by, leagues and sports evolve, but I think with the team still being around, I think you still have that history, not only with the league necessarily, but with those teams.
All right, Casey, before we let you go, I want to ask you a question. I count 21 teams in these two leagues. Are there other leagues in Kansas?
Not that are affiliated with NBC, I don't believe.
Okay.
I believe there's another league up Kansas City, Topeka area, but they're not affiliated with the NBC.
As Jeff just mentioned, you were the tournament director for the NBC World Series. You've been around the NBC for a long time. Ideally, how many of these 21 teams should qualify for the NBC World Series? That's a tough question I'm springing on you, I know.
It is, but you know, Bob, you and I have talked a lot, even when I was the tournament director, and one of my main goals was to get the most competitive teams and decide a national champion. Obviously, you have to fill with local flavor, so on and so forth. But to answer your question, I think four, I think, would be...
That would be the ideal.
I think four, yeah. I mean, because... What ends up happening when you get further than that is, obviously, if you can't win or take first or second in a league, you're probably not going to be able to beat other good teams. And I honestly think that as time goes by, I think the tournament will continue to get pared down just for competitive reasons. I mean, I think that's the one thing we've seen over the last years, and I know it's been a big thing of yours over several years, was there's too many local teams. But outside of your Santa Barbara and your Seattle Studs, There's been a team here or there, but consistently, the local teams and those two have been kind of the teams to beat in the NBC World Series.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of them have performed well. So
yeah, and even in this year, the first week, I think the Kansas teams had like one loss to out-of-state teams, as opposed to they all kind of beat up on each other this year. So, and the other thing that you got to think of, and we saw this last year. Last year was our first year. We only had two teams in the tournament. This year we had four. Last year we had two teams that started in the first week and finished in the top five, with one of them losing to the Kansas Stars in the semifinals. Those two teams were able to pick up players from our other six teams that we had last year. Whereas this year we had a fewer selection to pick from, and our teams didn't fare as well. So as a league, I think that's why the Jayhawk League in the past few years hasn't had the success that they once had, is because it's been flooded. The league, the tournament's been flooded with four to five, six teams of the Jayhawk League. So when you go to try to, you know, beef up your squad with some good pitchers and whatnot, those guys, their teams are still playing. So you don't get to add the strength and the depth to your team that they once were able to add when not as many teams were getting in. It's an interesting perspective, but I really think that the fewer teams a league has, the better success that they will probably have in the tournament.
All right, Casey, we appreciate talking with you. It's going to be an interesting summer next year as we get some massive changes in Kansas collegiate summer baseball. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, and let you guys know, look for some Sunflower Collegiate League baseball to be played at X Stadium next summer.
There we go. All right, thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
All right, little update on what's going on in summer collegiate baseball.
It's a lot.
Big changes. Back in a moment with our Big 12 grade card. Stay with us. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.